Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve's here, Mary and Kevin, and there's a change of guests. Same company, same information, I would imagine. But I said Mark Olson was going to join us, and in fact, it's John Mora. John is with the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, which I'm sure, John, a lot of people hadn't heard of up until the past few days when they started talking about rolling blackouts. So what is the purpose of the North American Electric Reliability Corporation?
Well, hi. Thank you, Lisa. A great question to start off with. So yeah, it's surprising no one's heard of us, but we tend to become more popular during these times. We get invited to more cocktail parties. But really what's important is what NERC does is we independently assess reliability. So we're like a watchdog for reliability, looking at what the industry is doing in terms of retiring their generation and how we're transforming, right? We've been building a lot more solar and wind. And so we're really this independent voice that allows us to say, hey, we're doing a good job, or we might be worried about some conditions that we see coming down the road.
And are you worried about blackouts or rolling blackouts that are being discussed for this summer, especially in the states that surround Chicago, Illinois, obviously the state we're in, but Indiana, Wisconsin? Is this something that folks are going to have to cope with?
Yeah, I think this is a pretty important message we wanted to share with today. You know, our summer assessment, which looks out over the next couple of months, really shined a light on the area that you're talking about, the kind of mid-continent part of the country, where we've showcased this as a high risk. And really what that means is, really under normal conditions, a hot summer day where peak demand is high and electricity consumption is very high, we get a little concerned that we don't have enough resources to serve that demand. And so while some conservation efforts might be needed, we need to heed those warnings from utilities, we are concerned that we might see some of these rolling blackouts similar to what we've seen in prior experiences, whether it was the winter storm or Uri during the early part of 2021, or in California, we also saw rolling outages recently.
Yeah, I lived in California for a while, and I experienced those. They especially would happen on Thanksgiving Day when everybody was home cooking at the same time, sucking up all the energy, and there was really never any notice. So in the Midwest, if we experience a rolling blackout, is that something that we'll be notified of, or it just happens?
Yeah, well, the system's highly resilient, so we're forecasting certain expectations. We're trying to communicate those with the general public. Demand side action, so adjusting your energy use or shifting your energy use or just conserving energy, is really important messages that the utilities try to share when there's an impending emergency or conditions might be going towards there. So this especially happens when a heat wave or a heat dome is forecast. That's really when electricity usage is going to be at its highest.
And what about people who have home healthcare equipment, you know, and they do not have a generator, and sometimes that's life-saving equipment? How do they manage in these situations?
No, I think this is really the most important piece that we need to prepare for. You know, we get these advanced warnings that we're issuing in our report, but also more real-time advanced warnings are going to be necessary so that the electricity consumers that really have that drastic, critical need for electricity will have some options. And so they either need to prepare today, just in case we have those, and have plans, be resilient around, you know, what to do in case those events happen.
I know the manufacturers in Illinois have come out and responded to this about possible rolling blackouts hitting the Midwest this summer, and said it will directly affect them because if they have to stop production on a line and it's a food line, that there are all kinds of issues surrounding that. So will you see many of these entities coming together to come up with a solution so that there's not a loss of monetary, there's just not a huge loss of money, and certainly not on an individual basis, a loss of life?
Yeah, you know, different manufacturing and, you know, our industrial electricity use have different energy profiles. Some can be shifted, and so that can really help in times of kind of dire need, right? If you can reduce production and shift that, that really helps the grid. In some cases, like you said, in food production, you can't afford to do that. So depending on the application, there are programs that large electricity users can do to help the grid manage these conditions. Still, I think it's really not enough to really kind of get us through this next summer, and we're going to be quite low on our margin as we approach these really hot days.
This is John Mora. He is with the North American Electric Reliability Corporation, and they are reporting that the Midwest is at especially high risk due to the retirement, in part because of older plants, right, and other issues, for some of these rolling blackouts to happen this summer. People are texting me and saying, why are we being encouraged to buy electric cars when our grids can't even take a summer?
Yeah, EVs, electric vehicles, are certainly going to be increasing over the next year. When you look at the forecast, this is even more reason why we need to have conventional resources that have firm fuel and energy. When there's a lot of uncertainty in our energy source, that's harder to maintain reliability. If you don't have energy when the wind's not blowing, or if you need energy at night when you're trying to recharge and you don't have solar, these are energy constraints that need to be managed. So this is really important for us to pause and really caution as we approach this transformation of our grid too rapidly.
We've got like a minute and a half left. Let's jump to line two. Steve, thank you for hanging on. Do you have a question for Mark?
Yes. Hi, Mark. Thanks for joining the show today. This past Tuesday, we woke up at about 9 o'clock. All of our electricity was gone. Didn't come on for hours later. I went to the ComEd website to look at outages, and for our area, it actually said maintenance/planned blackout. Well, if that's the case and they already know they're going to be shutting down people's electricity, why can't we be informed ahead of time? For like medical reasons, for your food, for anything. But if ComEd already knows they're going to shut down electricity for neighborhoods, why can't these neighborhoods be alerted to it in advance?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. We need that advanced preparation to be able to accommodate our modern way of life and just the safety and security of our everyday needs. I couldn't agree with you more. But I think this really highlights the real issue with our transformation of our electricity grid. We need to constantly balance the amount of supply and demand at every minute of the day. So when things break and maintenance is needed, something has to give. And so you need maintenance margin to be able to still serve customers while doing maintenance. And so I think this is really highlights some of the challenges as we're transforming that grid too quickly and may not be keeping these resources online that we really need for reliability, like natural gas, nuclear, and our coal stations.
John, thank you for joining us. So whose responsibility is it to let us know if there's going to be a planned blackout? Is it on us to continue to monitor their sites, or should we be receiving a text message? Is there anything in place that will allow us to know ahead of time that this is going to happen?
Yeah, the different local utilities have a variety of different approaches for reaching out to their electricity customers. In some cases, it's text message. In some cases, the local utilities are relying on news networks and media outlets to kind of get the word out. But there are substantial reductions that happen when those calls for conservation do occur. So they are successful, but we need better ways to kind of get that message out quicker, and so that everybody understands the conditions that they're approaching.
And do you have a website that we can check out that people should stay in contact with your organization as well?
Sure. Our organization is www.nerc.com. And again, we're the overseer for all North America. And please feel free to reach out to us. But also, I really encourage everyone to really understand the emergency contact information systems from their local utilities and get on their RSS feeds or on their Facebook pages to be able to get those updates.
NERC.com?
NERC.com, yes.
Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. Steve has the news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.